Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue being with you. Very excited about having our good friend, Diane DiResta, back on the show. Diane is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 9 years she's been hanging out with us. She's the CEO of DiResta Communications, author of Knockout Presentations, now in its brand spanking new third edition. How about that, folks? And I love talking to Diane because this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, getting your message out to people, helping them to understand what you're trying to get across to them, convincing people, influencing them, whatever you have to do, whether it's in a sales presentation or a speech or whatever. This is a huge part of being successful in the marketplace. Diane DiResta, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Jim, and I'm very excited that this third edition is launching on September 18th.
I know. Congratulations.
So this is timely. Thank you.
Well, I'm not surprised third edition, but I wanted to do first, let's set the stage for the need for this, and then what we'll do in the next segment, let's talk about what's changed. How have things changed to warrant an updated edition of your book? First, I want to just get folks' attention. When I look back on my career, whatever success I've had has been because I learned how to talk to people about ideas, to make presentations, and back in the old days it was pretty rudimentary, and then now today we've got cool stuff like PowerPoint presentations, but regardless, the spoken and the written word were the medium, weren't they?
They are, absolutely. And you can no longer be without this skill. I know public speaking is still considered a big fear, but here's why this is so important. Today, more than ever before, things are more competitive, and people, no matter what they create, Jim, are commodities. In other words, you could have the latest app, and just a few weeks later, a few months, somebody else can come up with something similar. Mm-hmm. So what distinguishes you from the competition is your presentation. And that's why it is so important, because what speaking does is it helps you communicate your brand. And people don't realize how much power they have by knowing how to present, because when you have good presentation skills, you can actually control perception and your reputation just by the way you speak about yourself or your product or your job or your skills. You have the power to change that based on how well you present. And one of the things I've realized are the top presenters, it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur or a full-time employee, the top presenters are totally aligned in their body language, in their tone, and their words. And so when I work with people, we make sure that you're giving off one seamless, consistent message. Mm-hmm. And when you can do that, you can have the audience right in the palm of your hand, and that's called influence. And that's so important for every entrepreneur, small business owner. How do you get your audience's attention and keep that attention? Because the attention spans are so short today, as you well know.
Well, so I'll tell you, Diane, another thing is, folks, some people are born with an ability to come across that's a little bit better than other people. But even those people have to practice. They have to hone their skills. Mm-hmm. They have to study. They have to work it out. They're not all. Even those people aren't perfect in the beginning, and so you just gotta get some reps behind you. You just gotta go out there and do it, and have the courage to do it. Because I will tell you, even with all the technology today, in my opinion, Diane, the people who are going to be one notch above everybody else are the ones who are pretty good with technology, but still are able to get up in front of people and get face-to-face with people and influence them.
Absolutely. And that is a skill sorely lacking in some of our younger population, some of the millennials, because they've grown up with technology.
Yep.
And so it's even more important if you're of a certain generation to make sure that you read this book and you practice and get those skills, because they will make your career. Absolutely. And you really cannot be without this.
Well, remember what John Nesbitt said 35 mm-hmm. or 40 years ago. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. People are always going
exactly.
to be analog. They're always going to be humans, and they're always going to want high touch. And the high touch is a presentation. When we come back, Diane's going to tell us a little bit about what's new. Why was there a need to come up with a third edition, to create a third edition for her outstanding book? And then we'll do that after the break. I'm Jim Blassingame. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Don't love what you got until it's gone, and I found out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.